Welcome back. My name's Paul Rean, just so that you know, and I'm going to be introducing your speakers this afternoon. First speaker today, this afternoon, is David Pfluger from Memoriev, and he's going to speak first.
Hello and good afternoon. I hope you still have some blood circulating in your brain after lunch. I'm going to talk about transfer of 16mm reversal material to digital formats, mainly HD. Memoriev was asked by one of the Swiss TV stations about if reversal material should be transferred to HD or if SD was enough for this material. If somebody would ask me personally before this study, I would have said 2K naturally, at least. And I'm going to tell you what we found out. So the premises are that there are thousands of hours of newsreel footage on 16mm reversal materials in the archive of the TV stations, not only in Switzerland, actually. And there has not been too much research done on this material in previous studies comparing HD and SD transfers. Often reversal material is being told to be not good enough anyway, so and no importance is given to that material. Often in institutions like TV stations, which have not a focus on the archival subject alone, there's the clash between the economical interest and the archival point of view. So this work is mainly aimed at institutions who have large amounts of reversal material, who want or need to transfer them to digital, and who have some basic technical knowledge, but would still need to know which questions need to be asked. And I hope I can give some answers with this study we did. Digitizing analog media is not a trivial task. All of you know that. I found this citation in EBU Tech paper. And the main thing is it's difficult to quantify the quality properties numerically, because mainly the perception is what counts. And but still the main quality factors are, on one hand, the spatial resolution, and very much emphasis is always given on either SD or HD, so that mainly concerns the spatial resolution, but it's not the only point. There's many other factors which count to the final quality of a transfer. It's the bit depth, the resolution of gray tones or color tones, the color space question. The resolution in time is also something that counts very much to the quality, and the grade of compression of all the properties mentioned above. For the old newsreel material was initially recorded for 4x3 television, and now that television format is starting to change or is in transition to 16x9, there's the problem of how to put the image into the 4x3 image into the 16x9, and there's mainly the two options you can see. And the thing is that TV stations prefer generally the cropping version because they like to fill the whole area of the new 16x9 televisions. And that's a double problem, especially for reversal material, which is more limited than other materials resolution-wise. So you're even losing more resolution, and you're losing image content, which is also for the archival view very problematic. Here, a small overview on the differences between reversal and negative material. We focused on reversal material only because the limitations of our test series didn't give us the opportunity to go further and compare negative and reversal or intermediates or even other film formats than 16mm. And it's important to know that reversal material already in recording has a smaller tolerance to the differences in light. So only about 6 f-stops are possible, whereas in negative materials, about 10 stops. The camera original is already the exploitation medium. So it's basically the projection element. And in negative film stock, there's the additional possibility to, by copying the film from negative to positive, to give some changes to the image, whereas you're quite stuck with what you have on reversal film stock. Reversal has more grain with the same emulsion speed than negative, and it is more sensitive to manipulation in development, something that has frequently been done in newsreel footage is things like pushing, that means underexposing the material and pushing in development, which adds to the grain and adds to contrast. And reversal material is more sensitive on that. And as a positive material, the transfer to digital is probably more ideal with a linear bit depth and with negative material, a logarithmic bit depth is generally preferred. As for image detail and grain, I find the subject of grain quite interesting. Still, many people believe that grain are the size of the silver crystals, which is not the case. They are basically clusters of the crystals. And they are not only a two-dimensional structure, they are a three-dimensional structure. So the grain itself doesn't actually define the resolution of the film, but it harms because it is image noise. Our interest in this study was how the grain is represented in the transfer and how would compression act on it, and other intervention on the image structure like up resolution or down resolution. In the test series, we tried to put together the most important factors concerning the image content. We used black and white and color. Still, we focused more on black and white because it's the major lot of newsreel material is in black and white. We took close-ups, wide shots, small structures to judge the image detail, more contrasty material, and under and overexposed materials, and also samples from different emulsion types, and also put in some focus charts. I will not be able to show everything here, but I can give few examples of what visual examples. The transfer itself was done, as you can see, with three different machines in standard definition and three machines in high definition, and then we did some high-end scan on the Northlight, on Northlight scanner, and I took some single image frames with a digital photo camera using Durst color copy. So we had a big variation of initial qualities, which were all transferred to HD quick times, and these were the elements we then compared. A few remarks about the different elements. We didn't intend to test certain models of transfer machines, but still there's no way around them. So it's something you have to take into account. In Switzerland, the infrastructure, we oriented ourselves on the infrastructure of Switzerland, and the Spirit data scene is kind of an industry standard. There are some new scanners coming to the market, aiming specifically at the archival market. And they are mostly cheaper machines. And so we try to take that into account too. The different transfer machines, they are using some of them very different techniques to transfer the image to digital. So there are already there are so much differences in what you get out as a raw material inside the machine that it's very hard to directly compare digital output. And the technician on the machine plays a key role, as we will see also. It's similar with the choice of the output format. Basically, it was HD. We used it uncompressed over the whole workflow. In one sample, we used IMX compression going to coming from an SD transfer, because that is the exact workflow which is used with one of the TV stations already. So they have already begun transferring to SD of this material, and we tried to take a look how does it perform compared to other techniques. The interventions on the digital image during the transfer or after are quite important. With reversal material on 16, degrain is quite an important subject, noise reduction, which is, some of it is done in real time during transfer, some of it is done afterwards, but still it's an intervention on the image structure, as much as ups or down conversion, compression, the conversion from log to linear bit depth, and grading itself. So we kept an eye on what is going on within with these interventions. As for the results, here a short overview. The images we'll see are reduced in size, so you're not getting all of the information which was initially there. But at the first overview, you can already see the huge differences of the images we got. So from the same film strip, we're getting images which are completely different. And this already shows that the whole question is quite complex and very much depends already on the grading which is done by the person on the machine. Comparing the resolution, which was the initial question, should we go SD or HD? It's interesting to see that the HD image is better defined, but the difference, if you look at the whole image when it's running also, is not huge. What concerns image sharpness, when you zoom in onto the image, the difference gets clearer. There is one, no question. But what is the main difference is the definition of the grain itself, and it comes out much better in HD than in SD, and this is even more obvious the more grainy the material is. Further, we compared the different transfers in standard definition after an upscale to HD, and more or less it was obvious that the Spirit transfer, the most expensive machine, did basically the best job. We had some artifacts showing, like on an older FDL90 transfer, which you see in the lowest image. We had like typical artifacts, which you know from the video world, like these enhanced edges. In the MWA transfer to IMX, we had the additional problem of compression. And I think it's not so well visible here, but there are obvious compression artifacts in the image, which you can see in detail, like hair or other small structures. Further, comparing the HD transfers, we also used three different machines, a Spirit, Steady Frame, and Debris Memory. And the Steady Frame, as you can see, is the worst in focus. This machine was actually in beta testing for the 16 millimeter part, so I'm not quite sure if we just got a bit of bad result because of that. Else, again, the Spirit transfer is good. What we could see there is that the definition in the dark areas, we still come to that question again, breaks off at a certain point and is equal to zero from a certain darkness of the image, which was probably due to a mistake in grading by the person on the machine, by the technician. In the softest result from the Steady Frame, it was also obvious that the grain would come out the least. This might be also a result of the technology being used, that grain is a bit cushioned by a diffuse backlit transfer. So if you take the whole image and backlight it with diffuse light, you get less grain perception than if you do a scan with a classical telecine slit source. In the memory, transfer. I don't know if you can see it here, actually. It was most obvious that there is some digital structure visible in if you go to magnification. The grading was rather contrasty, but still quite well defined. And with the steady frame and the memory, the colors were not too great. Going to grading and under and over exposed samples, again here the problem of the spirit transfer compared with the Northlight 2K, which was especially good in low lights. This scene was quite underexposed on the film already, and you can see if there's a bad grading being done, you can lose a lot of definition in the blacks, and which in this case I would say is much more important than the definition lost compared from SD to HD. If the technician does a bad job, you're losing much more information in the image than a difference in sharpness. And the Northlight scan was especially good in low lights, so you can see what this image still had in it on the film itself. Another example showing the problems of cheaper transfers also is that with the limited quality, you have less possibilities to go to the edge of the possible with grading. If we lit the image heavily up, usually you wouldn't need to do that as hard as we did, but we tried to go to the edge, and you can see in a high-quality image, it's still possible with a good result. In a cheaper image, all the artifacts which are more or less hidden tend to come out, like the heavy borders and some digital structures visible. Another interest was grain and noise reduction. Here is the grain structure compared in the three HD scans. I did not do any further color grading. So again, you can see the heavy differences in the colors. Naturally, it would have been possible to get them closer together, but color grading is like a field for itself, which we didn't go too much into. And the grain is represented very differently. I have another example. Sorry. Oh, I switched. Okay, I'm missing a slide. I can see. Okay, I can tell you I also had a comparison between the SD transfers, and there it was obvious that the grain is somehow cushioned by or dissolved by the SD transfer, because the size of the image structures which can be displayed in an SD transfer are about of the size of the grain. Okay, for some general conclusions first, we are looking at a material which has some limited features from quality. And the big question which came up for me mainly was that, are we trying to save just the image to the digital space, or are we also trying to save the image characteristics of the reversal material? From an archival point of view, I would say it's important to save all of it, but still somebody from a TV station who wants to put the material into an HD show would rather not have a grain in it and maybe say let's go on SD, then we can skip all that trouble. And the other question is, this material was initially made for 4x3 SD television, so it's somehow limited in its resolution power. And what are we in the end trying to receive from it for HD television? So there's no single crucial parameter, but it's a series of decisions which need to be made, and they should work in a combination. So there is no clear answer, should we go SD or HD, because of the additional parameters. And even in the reduced group of 16mm reversal emulsions, there's quite some heavy differences. As for the workflow, the advice would be that the complete workflow need to be known and need to be kept as straightforward as possible. One needs to be aware of difficult steps in the chain. One must work closely with the technician because a lot of information in the image can get lost there if he's doing a bad job. He is a person of trust in the end. And to make sure of that, basically all transfer should be made by the same person of choice, and so you will always know who to refer to. And signal processing should be kept as low as possible, and it must be decided carefully over it. As for the transfer machines, they are generally still superior if they are more expensive. So that this hasn't changed, even though very cheap machines can already give quite good results nowadays. And also the technique which the machine uses is quite essential because it can give different results. As for the image sharpness, the gain in image detail is not huge in HD compared to SD, but the grain structure is much worse in SD and nearly dissolved. And the more intense the grain is, so the worse the image is initially, the more the difference, the appearance gets affected by only choosing SD instead of HD. And the transfer in SD combined with compression gave the worst results, and I could really not recommend that. And grading is a most important step, and it's human controlled, and we are not getting out of that in the near future. It can result in a more severe data loss than going SD than compared to HD, and so grading must be done still scene by scene. There's no way around it if you want to have a good result. Color inconsistency is a very big problem. We didn't actually focus on that, but it's hard to get a consistency there, so there needs to be work to be done on that. Inventions on the image structures need to be minimized. Various grain intensities must be treated differently if there's some treatment to it, and also, things like upscale algorithms need to be tested thoroughly before using them. And it is important to understand the whole process and to know what you are doing at which step. Excessive intervention often give bad results, so it's not recommended. Additional remarks on mass processing. It's still a problem that people tend to give up quality in favor of a better price or a speedier workflow, and this is just not a solution. Trying to choose a smaller part of the material triage would be a better idea. And a standard tape or digital format used in the company's daily workflow, like a TV station, might not suit archival needs. That's also quite important. So I'm finishing. Here are the main steps, the key steps, within the whole workflow. And if today, after this, somebody asks me, what is the ideal resolution to scan reversal 16mm material, it's still 2K at least, because the grain is an important part of it, and it should also not be lost from the archival point of view. So I'm finishing.
Thank you, David. We have time for one question, just one question. Have I got one? If I haven't, then we'll move on to the next. Right, thank you, David. Can we have the lights up, please, so we can just see what we're doing?